BBC News. Tens of thousands of Venezuelans are taking part in the latest demonstrations in cities across the country against President Nicolas Maduro. A student protester has been shot dead in the capital Caracas, where security forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets. Nigeria's spy chief has been suspended in connection with the discovery last week of more than $40 million in cash at a flat in Lagos. The head of the National Intelligence Agency, Ayoke, said the money was intended for use in covert security operations. The Dubai-based airline Emirates has announced that it's reducing flights to the United States because of restrictions introduced since President Trump took office. The company said recent attempts to impose a ban on travelers from some mainly Muslim countries, as well as curbs on the use of electronic devices, had weakened demand. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says test results on victims of an attack in Syria earlier this month confirmed that the nerve agent sarin or a similar substance was used. Dozens of people were killed in the attack on the rebel-held town of Khan Sheikhoun in Idlib province. Candidates for the French presidency have been holding their last major rallies before Sunday's first round vote. One of the frontrunners, the centrist Emmanuel Macron, has been in the western city of Nantes. One of the best-known news presenters in the United States, Bill O'Reilly, is leaving his job following accusations of sexual harassment. His employer said he had agreed not to return to his show on the Fox News Channel following a review of allegations against him. The American tennis star Serena Williams has posted a message on social media appearing to suggest she's pregnant. If confirmed, it would mean that she was in the early stages of pregnancy when she won the Australian Open. She hasn't played since. BBC News.